Desperado. And I want the Eagles' greatest hits, 1971 through 75, which I think is still selling today. It's one of the biggest, I think it is the biggest selling vinyl album of all time. But I bought it on vinyl album, bought it on cassette, bought it on CD. I don't think I bought it on 8-track, but I helped them make that one of the all-time best-selling albums. Right now, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, we're headed toward a high of 56. It is 33 degrees. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is currently a Category 5 storm and headed straight for Jamaica, where it could be the strongest hurricane on record for the island. Earl Cameron lives there and is warning that the effects could be catastrophic.
This is not a joke. It is very serious, guys. And it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical.
The storm expected to make landfall sometime today. President Trump at the ambassador's residence in Japan as his Asian trip continues. On Thursday, he will attend the summit in South Korea, at which he will discuss trade with China's Xi Jinping. This is day 28 of the federal government shutdown. Food assistance benefits for about 42 million Americans are set to expire at the beginning of the month, which is Saturday. In Los Angeles last night, it took 6 hours and 39 minutes, 18 innings in all, for the Dodgers to now lead the World Series 2-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. No rest. Game 4 is tonight. This is ABC News. Amazon announcing today it's laying off 14,000 employees, roughly 10% of its corporate workforce. The layoffs affecting human resources, cloud computing, advertising, and other business units. The premier of Canada's largest province says he has no regrets about airing that ad featuring Ronald Reagan that angered President Trump so badly he broke off trade talks with Canada. Ottawa Premier Doug Ford.
Ronald Reagan was a free trader. He didn't believe in tariffs. Protectionism is the worst thing for any country, especially the U.S. and Canada.
Ford says the American-Canadian fortress is one of the strongest and safest in the world, and that attacking Canada will only hurt both countries in the long term. The Federal Reserve Board begins its latest two-day meeting today, and by tomorrow afternoon, it is expected to cut interest rate for the second time this year. Inflation, though, still running above the Fed's 2% target rate. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions are here to help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. We have locations in Columbus, Spring Green, Muscadet, and Hillsboro, and do on-site auctions across Wisconsin. We believe in the live auction, and our live auctions consistently get top dollar. You can hire anyone to sell your stuff, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Limeridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Limeridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Limeridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked in a good way. It's our Wicked Good Wisconsin sale at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Get 20% off all regular priced, in-stock Wisconsin-made furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Cozy up on your living room, dining room, or bedroom with furniture built right here in Wisconsin. No tricks, just treats. Visit us at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Don't miss out. The sale ends October 31st.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 56 with a small chance of patchy light rain or drizzle later on. East to southeast winds at 10 to 18. Tonight, breezy and cloudy, a 30% chance of drizzle in some spots, a low of 40. Wednesday, clouds giving way to sunshine and a high of 55. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 34. And Thursday, 54. Not as breezy. For Friday, 54 degrees and partly sunny. Right now, WRCO Studios, a south to southeast wind is at 2 miles per hour. We're up a degree from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 33 degrees.
There's an old river out too late. Take it out past where the radio just came. Past the river bridge with a rope swing. And a mailbox painted all John Deere green. The end of a bunch of gravel drive. Out here doing our own thing. Out in the middle where the hard work meets hard living. Out in the middle where we're grown till we're gone, God willing. Just some good old boys and good old girls hunting red dirt dreams in a concrete world. I'm getting by just a little.
of the middle. There you go. The Zach Brown Band and WRCO. Hold on just a second here. All right. Got to get my fly swatter out again. The flies they're creeping in. And I took a shower this morning, too. Wait a minute. Hold on. Knee looks at the fly. He's concentrating. Swing and a miss. Oh, my goodness. Just about, though. And Dunn and Luke Combs on WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin DOT and letting us know about an incident notification in the area of Loganville today in Sauk County. There has been a utility emergency. And so as a result, Wisconsin 154 eastbound and westbound at Village Street will be closed for a couple of hours. Eastbound Wisconsin 154 traffic heads west on West Hill Point Road to County G, and south on Highway G back to Wisconsin 154 east. Westbound traffic follows the reverse. Again, that is closed in both directions. Wisconsin 154 eastbound and westbound in Loganville today. Big cheers to the cross-country runners from southwestern Wisconsin who will be at State of Wisconsin Rapids this weekend, including Boscobel's Bodie Bright, Dominic Kirkpatrick of Hillsboro, Molly Mace of River Valley, and from Richland Center, team members from the boys' team, including Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, Owen Dreyer, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Sam Jones, Ryan Stadler, and Clayton Lee.
Everyone makes everyone better. Everyone just pulls each other. Everyone tries to work and tries to better themselves constantly.
You've trained hard and earned it. Now go make us proud. Good luck from these fine sponsors: Richland Hospital, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Richards Insurance, and Rockwell Automation.
open door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Ever love nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your spot for great music and even better vibes.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Attention all cattle folks. Richland Cattle Center is hosting a dairy cattle auction Wednesday, October 29th at 11:30 a.m. This week, Hillcrest Acres is sending some of their top dairy cattle, 13 fresh cows, and 2 close heifers to the auction. These cows were fresh in June and July, milked in a stall barn, and run daily with a Holstein bull. And that's just the start. Weekly consignments include fresh cows, 2-year-old milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle receive 7 days a week, so check the website
for daily updates or call Junior Hipsch at 585-3700. Terms are cash or good check settled day of sale. Don't miss your chance to grab top quality dairy cattle. Mark your calendars for this Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. at the Richland Cattle Center.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Did you know 4 physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics have completed Herdman's vestibular rehabilitation, making them able to effectively assess and treat dizziness, vertigo, and post-concussion symptoms? They're helping patients find their footing and their freedom again. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, talk to your primary care provider about a referral. Rural Healthcare, close to home.
Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, for flowers bigger than your mistakes. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected left turns. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows fast. And Badger Land Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally looks Pinterest ready. Plus, it's Quizzy Poo Day.
Quizzy Poo Day with Phil.
Hank has the questions, and Phil probably has the wrong answers. And we all pretended we studied in fifth grade. Tuesday's Roundup, fun is mandatory. Correct answers, optional.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
The Hankster, the prankster.
Rawhide. How's that? That's better.
You're getting closer to the note. Not quite, though.
Rawhide.
That's better.
Yeah. I've been working on it for like 2 years, Phil.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You're getting there.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you stay up late watching the World Series game last night?
I haven't watched World Series. I didn't watch the Packers. I watched more Bears game than the Packer game.
Wow. Shame on you.
Well, I listened to the Packers. I listened to the Packers.
6 hours, 39 minutes, longest postseason game by innings in history, 18. 18 innings last night.
They should get up in the morning and do it again.
They will. But here's what I like about it. They don't have the stupid rule of putting the runner at second base.
I don't like that.
I do not like that rule. And the baseball does it during the regular season, and they have for a few years. At least they went away from playing shorter games when they do doubleheaders. They were doing that for a while. But the runner on second base, and obviously they're trying to avoid this, but that's part of the strategy, isn't it?
Yep.
If you have to bring in an outfielder to pitch in the 17th inning, you bring an outfielder to pitch.
Here's the strategy, okay? If you put a runner at second base, okay, and one team has batters 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay?
Makes a heck of a difference.
And then the next team has batters
7, 8, 9.
It's a huge difference in that ballgame.
Yep. Yep, I think it's a terrible rule. So
now, if they're going to do that, they should reset the lineup and start with batter number one.
Right.
That should be fair.
Level playing field.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. So at least they don't do it in the playoffs.
Yes.
But this Shohei Ohtani, just, I mean, what can you say? First major leaguer in 83 years to reach base 9 times in any game, let alone the postseason.
Right. So I've taught him everything I knew.
Yeah, I bet you did. 4 extra base hits, and then he walked 5 times, which that doesn't count as an at bat, but they're saying that's not.
He's still on base.
He reached base.
His on base percentage was 1,000. That's impressive. I look at on base percentage more than I do batting average.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
So then, if you have a kid that's batting 230, but he's on base 80% of the time, I'm taking the 80% of the time.
Sure. That would have raised my average back in 4.8 softball.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you get hit? What?
Yeah, I get hit, whatever.
You still suffer from those, don't you?
Wild pitch on second strike. I'd be swinging because it was going back to the backstop.
Did you know and get base. My batting average in peerage was 111?
111?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. On-base percentage was over 750.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I got hit all the time, if you can imagine me getting hit.
You're probably heckling the pitcher.
I was during football, basketball. Yeah, it was payback time for old Hanker.
I bet. Yeah.
So, it wasn't fair.
No. So. Well, what's the quizzy on today?
Halloween? Well, a little bit of everyone. Halloween? It's a Halloween thing.
Halloween, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Have you studied?
Not really, because I didn't know what avenue to go in. You know, famous favorite candy or
well, that's where you're up the
tradition.
Ride. So it's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
All right. Number one, Philip. Which vegetable was originally carved in Ireland to make a jack-o'-lantern before pumpkins became common? This is fill in the blank.
Okay. Oh, so there's nothing to guess on.
No, there's here we go. A is watermelon. B is turnip. C is gourd. And D is sweet tater.
Sweet tater.
I love sweet taters. I do. I tell you what. Sweet taters.
Give me some more of them sweet taters.
I take them sweet taters all day long with a little bit of brown sugar on top. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's the best part of my Thanksgiving meal.
So
Thanksgiving is
put if you go out to
marshmallows
eat,
on top, too, baby.
You know, you can order like a baked potato. You can also order a baked sweet potato.
Uh-huh. Very good. Or sweet potato fries, too.
I'm not a big fry guy. I love the sweet potato. That way I can dress it up the way I need to.
Dress it. Yeah.
Or undress it.
Right.
Number two, what is a group of witches called? Is it number one? Is it A, coven, B, witching, C, enchantresses, or D, sorceress?
All right.
Number three, which band sang the song Creep? Is it A, Charlie and the Shakers, B, Steven Spielberg, C, Radiohead, or D, Sabrina Carpenter? You ever heard of any of those?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Number four, what was the original reason people wore costumes to light and lit bonfires during the Celtic festival that eventually led to Halloween?
Was it a Boston Celtic festival?
I went deep on these. All right. Number one, A, to ward off ghosts.
Yep.
B, to call the dead. C, to talk to the deceased. And D, to have good luck through the year.
Okay.
Number five. And it's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I just did a quiz on that yesterday.
You did. What did Charlie Brown receive while trick-or-treating? Do you remember?
Oh, sure.
Do you? Is it A, potatoes, B, a rock or rocks, D, or C, dog food, or D, football? So,
I know that one because I can relate to Charlie quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Your name used to be Charlie Need, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Poor guy. Number six, who wrote the music for Halloween in 1978? So you had a couple music here for you. Right?
The movie Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1978. Is it A, John Carpenter, B, Rob Zombie, C, John Keats, or D, Peter Jackson? A, John Carpenter, B, Rob Zombie, C, John Keats, or D, Peter Jackson?
Okay.
What number are we on? Seven?
Seven.
What state loads up on the most candy? Is it A, Texas, B, Utah, C, Florida, or D, Wisconsin?
Wow. Okay. That's a tough one.
All right. I'm changing this wording of this question, number eight. What is Wisconsin's most popular candy out of the four I'm going to tell you as of October 5th of this year?
Here
we go.
All right.
A, Jolly Ranchers. B, Twizzlers Twists. C, Gummy Bears. Or D, Sweet Tots. I ate one the other day what we had here.
All right.
You need the answers again? Did you write it down?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In the song, number nine, in the song Monster Mash, What type of creature is the mash referring to? All right. Is it A, a vampire, B, Frankenstein's monster, C, werewolf, or D, a mummy?
All right.
All right. Number 10. What is the original meaning of the word witch? Okay. Is it A, wise woman, B, evil spirit, C, sorcerer, or D, black cat? All right, buddy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say I've got 7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly
confident some of them.
Which vegetable was originally carved in Ireland to make a jack-o'-lantern before pumpkins became common? Is it A, watermelon, B, turnip, C, gourd, or D, sweet taters?
Gourd.
No, it's a turnip.
No!
Because nothing says spooky like a gnarly root vegetable.
A turnip, yep. Yeah. Okay, I predict 6 then. Sorry.
What is a group of witches called? Is it a coven, witching, enchantress, or sorceress?
It's a coven of witches.
It's a coven, yeah. Basically a spooky girl gang, broomsticks optional. Number 3, which band sang the song Creep? Is it Charlie and the Shakers, Steven Spielberg, C, Radiohead, or Sabrina Carpenter's D?
Radiohead.
It is Radiohead.
Woo-hoo!
Perfect soundtrack for feeling awkward at a Halloween party.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, what was the original reason people wore costumes and lit bonfires during the Celtic festival that eventually led to Halloween, not the Boston Celtics?
No, Celtic is what it actually is. Yeah. I'm going with A, ward
it
off
is.
Ghosts.
It is to ward off ghosts. Woo! Because ghosts are picky about fashion, apparently.
Wow.
Didn't know that.
3 in a row, baby.
Yeah. Number 5, and it's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. What did Charlie Brown receive while trick-or-treating?
I got a rock.
It's a rock. It's a rock. I had to throw dog food in there.
Yeah. I told that yesterday, but when it first aired, there were people that actually mailed candy to the TV stations because they felt bad for Charlie.
No.
Like, they must have thought he was a real person, I guess.
Poor Charlie.
But And I mentioned yesterday, I love the part where his Halloween costume is, he's got a sheet over his head and he's got holes all over it. And they're like, what happened? He goes, I had a problem with the scissors. I can relate, you know, let's put the two holes here. Wait a minute, they're too low.
Yeah.
Well, let's put them here.
Yes.
Oh, no, they're too high. And then, you know. Then you wind up with holes all over your sheets.
Yeah, and you try not to let mom see them.
Exactly.
It's probably the sheet off your bed.
Right off your bed, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Who wrote the music for the Halloween in 1978?
John Carpenter.
It is, the man who made suspenseful music scarier than your own shadow. He really did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Number 7, what state loads up on the most candy? Is it Texas, Utah, Florida, or Wisconsin?
I went with Florida.
No, it's Utah.
Oh, Utah? With
Utah. 50.7% of the people eat candy.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been my last choice for a state.
And mine, too. That's why I had the question.
Okay.
Apparently, candy counts as a food group there.
It must be. Wow. All right.
50.7% of the people. It's amazing. Now, this was as of October 5th. So
right.
People
right.
Got,
still.
When I write, I try to write these things a couple weeks in advance.
Current.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
all right. And Wisconsin's only at 23.7.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So not
good,
bad.
Good for us.
What is Wisconsin's most popular candy out of these 4 as of October 5th of this year?
I said Jolly Rancher.
No, it's a Twizzler.
Oh!
It's a Twizzler. And today, as of this morning, it's a Butterfinger.
Oh.
All right. So the most popular candy in Wisconsin is a Butterfinger, followed by other favorites like Hot Tamales, Starburst. However, a recent study of Google search found that pretzel M&Ms to be popular.
Ooh.
So indicating that preference that may be very method of data collection.
Wow. Okay. Did not know that.
Yeah. In the song Monster Mash, what type of creature is the mash referring to?
Frankenstein's monster.
It is, because daring zombies would never keep the beat, you know?
It'd be hard for him.
Dancing zombies would be tough.
Yeah, but it'd be hard for Frankenstein's monster, too, because he had two left feet, I think, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he probably did. tough to buy shoes for him.
Exactly.
Number 10er, what is the original meaning of witch, of the word witch?
I said wise woman.
It is a wise woman. Turns out witches are just early life coaches with broomsticks.
Wow.
Remember, I didn't make my life team.
But let me give you some advice. Do not call a wise woman. Don't say you're a witch.
No.
So, wait a minute. You're a wise woman.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, you know?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
That's my advice for you.
What about you?
Let me see here. We're going to change the subject. 1, 2, 3.
You nailed it.
7. I said it. I got
it. You did.
I should get extra credit for getting what I said.
No, Phil, you shouldn't.
I did name my paper, and I've got Philip Knee, and I've got 2K. So the daycare kids, you know, some of them go to 4, and they say, and I said, I go to school. What grade are you in?
You're in 2K.
2K. And they're like, there isn't a 2K. Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah.
It's right here.
It's right here.
It's right here. Buddy, I hope you're having an awesome day. Congratulations on your quiz.
Yeah, thank you.
And be kind.
All right.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Ready for a better sleep experience? Wirtz Floor & Home is giving you up to 50% off select mattresses for a limited time. From plush to firm and everything in between, we've got the perfect fit for your best night's sleep. Don't wait. These savings won't last long. Visit Wirtz Floor & Home, conveniently located right off Highway 14 in Spring Green and serving all customers across the area. Wirtz Floor & Home, quality you trust, comfort you deserve.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
On October 28th of 1886, the Statue of Liberty, a gift from the people of France, was dedicated in New York Harbor. Also in 1962, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev informed the U.S. that he had ordered the dismantling of missile bases in Cuba. 2012, the Giants won their second World Series title in 3 years, beating the Tigers, completing a four-game sweep. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Dodgers to win the World Series in 5 games in 2018. The Giants won it in 2012. So big day for the World Series in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at the Shoebox in Black Earth, Wisconsin's largest shoe store. Has thousands of styles in stock. Boots, sneakers, casuals, and more. All at prices that'll keep your wallet happy. Need school shoes for the kids? Or maybe a pair of work boots built to last? You'll find them all right here. Don't forget, the Shoebox has sizes and widths for the whole family. Take the short drive to Black Earth and step into savings today at the Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Asia Williams, number 19, from Grandma and Grandpa Andrada. To Stacy Martinick, all the best from her entire family. Happy birthday, Grandma Gigi, from Remy, Brooklyn, and Huntley. Happy birthday to Melanie Maxey from St. Mary School. And also to Ellie Lewis from St. Mary School. Have a great day, Dennis Hatfield, from Mom and Dad Hatfield. Happy birthday wishes to Ron Hintz and also to Paxton Anderson from Beulah Wesleyan Church. R.C. Lyons today saluting Behetti Cornell, also to Stacy Martinick and Darren McCarthy. Happy wishes to Tony Stanick, Jimmy Wilson, Robin Vierhut, and Michelle Dumont Anderson, and Sterling Kleist from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Ron Hintz and Sterling Kleist from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday wishes from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today to Jackson McIntosh and Joanne McIntosh. And happy anniversary wishes on the 28th of October to Jason Faber. Happy 19th. Love from Heather. All the best, congratulations, and best wishes to everyone celebrating.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest. Coming up, news at WRCO. Joanne is in to report. Phil Nee wishing you the best. I'll check sports next hour, and we'll bring to you the trivia question of the day right here.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality comfort and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It's 34 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Cloudy and breezy today, a small chance of patchy light rain or drizzle late, a high of 56. Tonight, breezy and cloudy with a 30% chance of drizzle in spots, a low of 40. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 32, we're up to 34 degrees.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. I'll remind you that in Sauk County, there is a road closure near Loganville on Wisconsin 154, both eastbound and westbound are closed. All lanes are blocked. The alternate route is to take eastbound Wisconsin 154, head west on West Hill Point Road to County Highway G, head south on Highway G back to Wisconsin 154 east. Westbound traffic follow the reverse. Again, 154 is closed in both directions at Village Street, West Hill Point Road, due to a utility emergency. The Wisconsin legislature is unlikely to step in once federal funding for food share runs out because of the shutdown. Wisconsin administers some $114 million in federally funded food share benefits for 700,000 people. State Senate President Republican Mary Falskowski on WISN's Upfront.
$114 million is a lot of money, and my heart goes out to people, but this is a federal issue, and I don't see the state having the resources to do that.
But Feeding Wisconsin Executive Director Jackie Anderson points to the state's nearly $2 billion rainy day fund and more than $4 billion surplus.
So the funding is there if we choose to actually implement that and use some of it to help these SNAP folks.
Anderson says there is important information for Wisconsin food share recipients.
We're really trying to get the word out that if you have a SNAP balance from October, you absolutely can use that in the month of November. There was a lot of confusion around that, and many people were trying to use their SNAP benefits or, you know, trying to stock up. And just know that if you have a balance, it is available through November. You will be able to use that.
The federal SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps individuals and families buy food. It aids 700,000 people in Wisconsin, including 300,000 children, and is known here as Food Share. The federal USDA funding will be unavailable in November if the shutdown continues. Some Wisconsinites' health care premiums could skyrocket by $30,000 a year if Congress doesn't continue the insurance tax subsidies, one of the biggest sticking points of the government shutdown. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
People who buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace can qualify for what are essentially discounts on their insurance to make it more affordable. Those discounts are set to expire at the end of the year, which would make healthcare coverage more expensive for up to 42 million Americans. Here in Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace, and 88% of those qualify for some sort of tax credit. On average, those tax credits save Wisconsinites $664 a month. But leaders say costs will surge for some people. Governor Tony Evers.
middle-class family of four in Wausau see their premium more than double, going from $886 a month to over $2,300 a month. A 60-year-old couple in Rice Lake, making about $85,000 a year, could see their premium rocket 800%. That's an annual increase of over $30,000 in costs.
And that's just for the premiums to have insurance before even thinking about things like filling prescriptions or going to the ER. Democrats in Congress say they will not agree to end the shutdown unless the tax credits will continue. Republicans have said they would consider extending the tax credits after reopening the government. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
Data shows when healthcare systems, the government, and charities have to absorb the costs of the uninsured, prices go up for everyone. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must release millions in grants meant to address the shortage of mental health workers in schools. Congress funded the grant program after the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The grants aim to help schools hire more counselors, psychologists, and social workers, focusing on rural and underserved areas. The ruling applies only to some grantees in 16 Democratic-led states that challenged the decision. The Education Department under President Biden initially awarded the grants, prioritizing diversity. The ruling will remain in effect while the case proceeds. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has resumed offering abortions after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts in President Donald Trump's tax and spending bill that took effect at the beginning of October. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin said it was able to resume offering abortions as of noon Monday because it relinquished its status as an essential community provider. The organization says by doing that, it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law and can receive Medicaid funds. Abortion funding has been under attack across the U.S., particularly for Planned Parenthood affiliates, which are the biggest provider. State Senator LaTanya Johnson is introducing legislation that would allow communities to require stricter fire safety standards in apartments and rentals. The Milwaukee Democrat says older, cheaper rentals aren't currently required to have sprinklers and other fire safety systems.
People living in these buildings don't get to choose whether their apartments have modern fire protection. They just pay their rent in the places that they can afford to live and hope for the best.
Current state law allows for older buildings to pass inspection without fire control systems. Johnson says that sort of tax standard led to a deadly Milwaukee fire this spring that killed five people and displaced 100. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking you to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities as the fall fire season is underway. Over 50 wildfires have occurred in the month of October alone, burning approximately 20 acres. Though small in size, nearly all of these fires were human-caused and preventable. After missing out on some typical September and early October rainfall, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that most of Wisconsin is experiencing abnormally dry conditions. Some areas are even in a moderate drought. Dry weather, gusty winds, and a lack of precipitation can increase fire activity. Concerns over elevated fire danger will continue until significant precipitation in the form of rain or snow occurs. The DNR will be staffing fire equipment as conditions persist. The DNR recommends avoiding conducting any debris burning until the ground is completely snow-covered. Wildfires can happen any time of the year when the ground is not completely snow-covered. Areas are especially vulnerable in the early spring and again in the fall after the leaves have fallen from the trees and the plants and grasses go dormant before winter. Burning brush and leaf piles is the main cause of wildfires at this time of year, and debris burning remains the number one overall cause in Wisconsin. Sparks from recreational equipment, campfires, and hot ashes from fireplaces are also contributing causes. Smoldering embers can remain hot for days, even weeks. If using a wood stove or fireplace, empty the ashes into a metal container with a tight-fitting lid or dump them into bare soil. Then drown the ashes with water and stir until the embers are completely cold. The same goes for campfires, burn barrels, and burn leaf and brush piles. Before leaving the area, drown the ashes, stir, and keep adding water until all heat and smoke are gone. Check current fire danger, wildfire reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperature. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The maps account for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation on a scale of 1.5 square mile grids. The risk maps are updated 4 times daily with the latest information from the National Weather Service. Users can access this tool at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. Farmers should contact their crop consultant or county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk spreading. Larger farms with the Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit can also reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. These professionals can help identify fields where the risk is lower and alternative practices, such as stacking manure in a safe location. DATCAP also reminds manure haulers and drivers to put safety first when traveling on roadways in order to avoid spilling manure, prevent injuries, and protect the health of people and the environment. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that have the potential to impact surface or groundwater to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 1-800-943-0003. More information about planning and prevention is available at dnr.wi.gov/topic/agbusiness/manurespills.html. A crash Friday afternoon on U.S. Highway 14 east of Richland Center resulted in injuries and road closure. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports that at approximately 1:30, first responders were dispatched to a vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 14 near Premier Co-op. The investigation showed that a straight truck crashed into the rear of a semi that was hauling corn. Highway 14 was completely blocked and both drivers sustained injuries. One driver was trapped in the vehicle and had to be extricated by the Richland Center Fire Department. One driver was transported by ambulance to the hospital. The second driver was transported by UW MedFlight. Highway 14 was closed for approximately 3 hours. At this time, the identities of the drivers are being withheld pending further investigation.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Tuesday, October 28th. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68, of Cazenovia, died Thursday unexpectedly at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 3 until 7. Burial will be held in the Woodstock Cemetery Thursday at 10. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 4 at Bunker Hill Saloon. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68, of Cazenovia. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died October 18th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life with a light lunch will be held Friday from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is set to pummel Jamaica as a monster storm, the strongest to lash the island ever. ABC's Lionel Moise says it's expected to make landfall later today.
Melissa approaching as a Category 5 hurricane overnight, with winds up to 175 miles per hour. Three deaths already reported before the worst of the storm hits. Video from Air Force Hurricane Hunters shows inside the eye of Melissa, the eye wall nearly vertical. The flight forced to turn back after hitting severe turbulence. A Miami-based hurricane researcher calling it the most turbulent he's ever seen.
Amazon has announced today it is laying off 14,000 employees. The company says it is profitable, but it's looking toward the future. Online learning platform Chegg will be laying off 388 roles, 45% of its global workforce.